Well, the Seb Ross, now, he played his first game in 2012 for the St Kilda Football Club. He's now vice-captain. And 2012 was the year after they last played finals, of course, this until this year in 2020. Yep. And now he gets a chance to be a part of what I'm sure he's always dreamed about with St Kilda in 2020. They've made the finals. I'm sure the vice-captain's very happy about that. Seb, good morning.
Good morning, guys, and I certainly am happy this morning.
You've been waiting a while, Seb, to get to this point. How does it feel?
I'm just really excited, to be honest. It was a great night, Friday night, to actually secure a spot and not have to sort of wait all weekend and hope that Melbourne didn't win by too much and see what happened in the Doggies game. But a big relief, really, as well. I suppose it's been such a challenging year. Myself and the whole footy club have really knuckled down and thought we could give it a red hot crack this year. So to see the results happen and lock up a spot with all the staff that are up here and sacrificing a lot as well, it's a real relief and we're really proud.
So, Seb, how do you separate that emotion, obviously, of being so proud and excited and you've made the finals to now, okay, we've got a job to do. This is what we want to be as a football club now moving forward, not just qualify for a final series and, go out and lose in a couple of weeks' time easily. You want to be a football club now that plays finals regularly. How do you separate that emotion as a leader for the rest of the playing group?
Well, I think there is just that that underwriting sense that, well, the job's definitely not finished. We sort of put in the work and got the job done to secure a spot in the finals, but now we've just got a starting position on the grid. And there's real sense and real belief in this group that we have nothing to fear. A lot of the teams that will end up being in the eight, we've either beaten this year or gone really close to. So, from our standpoint, there's a real belief in this group, and I think coming into the finals with a really good win, and it felt like it really clicked last Friday night against GWS. So certainly, the job's not finished from our end, and that's the way we're treating it. So we've been fortunate to play Friday night and know that we've locked up a spot. So we've been able to have an enjoyable weekend, and once we get stuck in the training, it'll be all systems go and see what the result happens tonight, whether we're playing the Bulldogs or Collingwood. And then, I think just that belief that the group has, it should hold us in good stead.
There was a risk associated with playing Dan Hannabury on Friday night. Obviously, the risk has paid off, but how close was it? Because realistically, he was pitched to play in the elimination final in a couple of weeks' time. Why was the decision made to play him on Friday night rather than wait another couple of weeks?
I think the main thing, the main decision making was about, like, will he help us win? And the main reason we got someone like Hannah's stature to the footy club is because they have that finals experience and they bring that leadership at this time of the year. So he'd done all the work that was required, and got his body and stuff in really good shape. So it really just come down to will he help us win a game of footy, and so that's why the decision went his way, and he was able to really contribute, and most importantly, get through the game and get some confidence in his body. But it was good to have him back out there, and he certainly adds a different dimension to our midfield.
Seb, congratulations on making it. As Half said, you've been around the footy club a long time now to taste finals. I'm really pleased for you personally. I just want to know, when did you think you had the team that could make finals? You've obviously been hovering around now for a few years, but was there a game where you sort of walked off and thought, yep, I reckon we're a finalist this year?
I think it was sort of when we sort of started dreaming of it was when we'd had a five-day break. All this was certainly for me. When we had a five-day break, we'd travelled over to Adelaide and beaten Adelaide and had to go back there the following Saturday and play against Port, who were flying at the time and on top of the ladder. And to grind out a win in enemy territory was when I probably thought, gee, we could actually be there at the pointy end of the year this year. And that's probably what it was a great stepping stone for our group to sort of garner that belief and there was all sorts of things happening. Like I'd never won a game over in Adelaide, so won there twice in 2 weeks, and then the following week we play Sydney, and I'd never beaten Sydney either. So then we got over them. So we're ticking off a few little milestones throughout the year, but I think all in all, our form hasn't wavered. We've had a few disappointing losses, but we've been right in every single game, whether we've won them or lost them. So I think with the recruits we got, the work the club did over the last off season to get those guys into the club, it felt like we had a really good pre-season, and our team completely changed its dynamic. So I knew we were certainly going to be quite threatening this year, and to be here now, it's great.
And it's interesting that Brett Ratten has really embraced sort of dreaming, if you like. He's really said to you, challenge you, come on, we're good enough to play finals. And you play very much a positive brand of football as well. What sort of influence has Rats had on that group to get you believing, to take that next step from being a hovering team to being a top eight team?
I think we've got a lot of guys in our team. So we're still a really young group. Like, you look across our back line, they're basically just like babies with Hunter Clark, Caulfield, Benny Patton and Longy. Those guys only played a handful of games, A, for our footy club, but B, together. So part of being a young player is finding out whether you belong at the level or not. And I think Rats has done a great job with particularly the younger guys in our team to sort of release the shackles and allow them to... We got those guys to the footy club for a reason. So he's been real positive in that sense in allowing those guys to believe in themselves and just play the way they play, because we got them to our footy club for a reason, because we knew they could play, and that's what they've been doing.
Yeah, it was a mission well set out and laid out and accomplished, really, with the targeted requests for players, got them in, and now you're in the finals campaign, and you're not limping in. That's the best thing. It was tight, but you're not limping in with St Kilda, Seb. So I think it's going to be great fun for the next couple of weeks for you guys in the build-up to it. I hope you enjoy every single moment of it and show us what you got throughout the finals campaign. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate having me on.
Not a